Thank you for joining me on today's Bible Study Podcast. This is Ray Martinez, and we're going to be talking about the power of saying, in the name of Jesus. We hear this phrase used a lot in the churches, and we say, in the name of Jesus. And do we really know what it means or what it signifies or what it represents? In Christianity, saying in the name of Jesus is a common practice used in prayer and spiritual activities. The phrase is not just a set of words, but a declaration of faith and dependence on Jesus' power and his authority. So in this podcast, we're going to explore why we are taught to say in the name of Jesus and the power it holds. One reason why we're taught to say in the name of Jesus is because of his authority. Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God and has ultimate power and authority over all things. Now, our scripture reading today is in Matthew 28, verse 18, and it says this: all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's what Jesus is saying. By saying in the name of Jesus, we are invoking his authority and acknowledging that he has the power to act on our behalf. Jesus was a very common name in the first century of Israel. The only thing that sets apart the name of Jesus of Nazareth is the person it belongs to and what he did for us. In Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. It's what it says in Colossians 2:9. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the radiance of the God's glory and the exact representation of his being, according to Hebrews 1:3. But where there is no faith, no relationship, or no submission to his lordship, the name of Jesus is nothing but a word. Another reason why we are taught to say in the name of Jesus is because of the biblical precedents. In the New Testament, Jesus' followers often used the name to perform miracles and healing. For example, in Acts 3:6, Peter says to the lame beggar, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. So Peter's being very specific of what Jesus he's talking about, right? The one that's known as the Christ, and he came from Nazareth. There's no question who he's talking about. The beggar is healed and he begins to walk. Christians believe that using Jesus' name is a powerful tool for performing miracles and healing. It's a right thing to believe because it's true. Any power attributed to the name of Jesus originates in the person of Jesus. When we believe in Jesus' name, we are trusting in the finished work of the risen Christ on the cross, according to 1 John 5:13. Jesus is not a magic word. There is nothing special about the arrangement of the letters in his name. Had Jesus not been in the flesh, who lived at a perfect life and died for the sins of all who would believe and rose again, we wouldn't even be talking about his name. Any power that Christians access in Jesus' name comes from true faith in who Jesus is and what he does for sinners. There's no magical power in the name of Jesus. There's only power in Jesus Christ himself. By simply calling out the name of Jesus, one cannot expect a special power, outcome, or better standing with God. Saying in the name of Jesus is also an expression of faith in his power and authority. By using his name, Christians are declaring their belief that he can act on their behalf and accomplish their prayers or actions. In John 14, verses 13 through 14, Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. So he really emphasizes the importance of saying, in my name. By saying in the name of Jesus, we are expressing our faith that he will act on our behalf. Saying in the name of Jesus is also a way of protecting ourselves against evil. We believe that there is power in Jesus' name to overcome evil forces. Luke 10:17 says, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. That's a prime example, because the 70 disciples came back happy about saying, it worked. They're using the authority in the name of Jesus. By using his name, we're declaring our allegiance to Jesus and seeking his protection against the forces of darkness. We're instructed to pray accordingly. It is in Jesus' name that God instructs us to pray. Take a look at John 16, verses 23 through 24. Believers are invited to pray in Jesus' name with an expectation that God answers prayers, according to John 14, verses 13 through 14. Praying in Jesus' name means praying with his authority, Luke 10, 19, and asking God the Father to act upon our prayers because we came by faith in the name of his Son, Jesus. Praying in Jesus' name means praying in line with Jesus' character and his will. Praying in Jesus' name demonstrates our faith in God's power to act when we believe that Jesus' name is more than just a grouping of letters, but a representation of who he actually is. Saying in the name of Jesus is a declaration of faith and dependence on his power and authority. It is a way of acknowledging his role as Savior and Lord and expressing our faith in him. By using his name, we are invoking his authority, following the biblical precedent, expressing our faith, and seeking his protection against evil. May we always remember the power of saying in the name of Jesus and use it to honor him in all that we do. Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Paul said it well. Believe in the power of the name of Jesus, for it holds the key to miracles, healing, and transformation. Let his name be on your lips, for it carries the authority and grace to changing lives and brings hope to the world. If we didn't call on the name of Jesus, how else would we recognize his authority and access his power? How can we reach out to our friends if we are unfamiliar with their names? The governor's authority is solidified through the use of their name when enacting laws. As a former mayor, the ordinances passed by the council had no weight until I affixed my signature. The name of an individual holds power and authority limited to the position they occupy. Unlike any other, Jesus is the triune God, possessing ultimate authority and power over everything. Hence, we can invoke his name for all our needs, concerns, and requests in life. I remember on one business trip I took to England, I spoke with several police bobbies on the street. While I was standing with them, they made an arrest of a disorderly person, and they took him into custody in the name of the Queen. That's where they get their authority. I laughed about this at first, but they had a good point. They said she is the Queen of England. Well, today they have a king, so I imagine they make their arrests in the name of the king. In the United States, we used to say, you're under arrest in the name of the law. Now we just say you're under arrest. But it symbolizes that it's out of the law that we act upon this. The statement that Jesus made about having been given all authority can be found in Matthew 28, verse 18, where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The Greek phrase under at the name of Jesus is more often rendered elsewhere as in the name of Jesus. Philippians 2:10 says that so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. I can only conclude there must be life under the earth. And who is that life that's under the earth? I'm going to guess there's probably demons. Even demons will bow to his name. It was common in antiquity for people to act in the name of someone important. This was usually an appeal to that person's power and authority, or spoken in the context of proclaiming or obeying that person. The name of Jesus was invoking in association with an action or an event, whether baptism according to Acts 2:38, exorcism according to Acts 16:18, healing Acts 3:6, teaching Acts 4:18, blaspheming Revelation 13:6, believing John 1:12, 2:23, and 1 John 3:23. receiving life, John 20, verse 31, and being forgiven, according to Acts 10, 43. All talk about using that name, invoking that power. Acts 10, 43, I like what it says. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. How? Through his name. That's a real important piece that they put in there. It's so important that it's emphasized by specifically saying through his name. And in Philippians 2:10, it's to bow down in or at the name of Jesus is to submit to him because of his status and authority, evidenced by the name given to him. If the invocation of a name is more about the person than the name of the person, then there is no reason to attach a sequential meaning to the prepositional phrase at the name of Jesus in Philippians 2:10. Every knee will bow, not because some magical name was uttered, but because of the absolute authority of the one who bears that name. By invoking the name of Jesus, we express it as though Christ is residing within us, which is indeed the case. Consequently, we operate in his authority and harness his power, signifying that when we say, "I am praying for you," we do so through the name of Jesus and the power that emanates from him and flows through us. Please take a moment to ponder this last thought that I shared with you. To sum up what I just said is to do it and say it in the name of Jesus. By walking in his footsteps and allowing him to guide and speak through you, you will be able to utilize the authority he has bestowed upon you. As a result, power will manifest through you in the name of Jesus, because it is through Christ and through the triune God, the Father. You have a blessed day, and don't hesitate to use the authority that has been given to you.